I'm Larry Caressel with Arts Focus. The Clark State Theater Arts Program in Springfield will present Shakespeare's Macbeth. For a second weekend, it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Clark State Performing Arts Center Turner Studio Theater. Here's the director of this production, Teresa Lorisella.
I see it as his tragedy. Like, I think that he got caught up in a web of fate and opportunity and ambition. I don't necessarily think that had the witches not put the bug in his ear, would he have done it. And then furthermore, he has his wife who sort of helps him. Like, once he passes on the word, like, this crazy thing happened, and then I was named Thane of Cawdor, isn't that wacko? And she's like, before she's finished reading that letter, she already knows that Duncan is, she already has designs for what to do.
Yeah.
So we really explored that a great deal.
What's this production look like?
It looks a little medieval, a little modern, kind of the juxtaposition of two different worlds. The lighting is spectacular. It's gorgeous. Bailey Compston did our lighting, and she's takes a lot of risks and beautiful colors, very much using a palette like it's paint. It's very energizing. Risky things like teals and greens you would think look horrible on stage, but actually Bailey makes them look spectacular.
Tell me about who's playing the title character.
Sure.
And his lady.
Sure. So Macbeth is played by Ben Gunther, and he's Yellow Springs based. He and I both went to the same college. We both went to Ohio University, but at different times. We were like ships in the night. So we come from that same background, but his background is actually film, which I found works really well in this role because of all those soliloquies. He can do stillness like a film actor truly can. You don't want him moving around on stage a great deal. And he's really able to channel that, get the internalization for those things. He can also transition and switch on a dime. Like in Act 5, Macbeth is just going back and forth with, you know, being attacked, but then trying to find out what's wrong with Lady Macbeth. Lady Macbeth is performed by Zoe Ramirez. She's a local Springfield actor, and she's a teacher as well of English at Kent Ridge High School. So she knows this play very well, incredibly well. And she's been delightful working with her, knowing that she knows the text so well. She's been incredible. And really, both of them are willing to really explore and go in that direction. And they were both willing to kind of explore the relationship between the two, too, which was kind of fun. Because I feel like of all the Shakespeare couples, this is probably the strongest married couple, although they do some bad things. But they're a strong married couple, and we really did kind of explore that, too. And they're a great support for one another going through this together, because it's a heavy lift.
You mentioned five acts, which is what most Shakespeare plays are, but really this is the shortest of the tragedies, isn't it?
You're right. It seems to be quite shorter than even... We did King Lear most recently, and that one felt like it was nearly 3 hours. This one is not. It's 2.5. And it moves. Once we get to intermission, and then our Act 2 after intermission really starts Shakespeare's Act 3 with the coronation, which, by the way, I took inspiration from your play 30 years ago. So if you come see it, you might see a little nod to your show.
What about one of my favorite things, the stage combat in this production?
Oh, wow. The stage combat has been a blast. We had Charlie Cromer come in and do the stage combat for us. And he is fight director certified and what have you. And we have four scenes that are pretty incredible. Two are broadswords, and the others are, you know, hand-to-hand with some daggers and things like that. Don't miss this show. It's spectacular. It's stunning. And I think it's really an interesting version of seeing how, you know, be careful what you wish for. You know, you just might get it, and it may not be what you expected it to be. And to see these characters go through that experience is pretty interesting and spectacular.
And here is Ben Gunther, who plays the title role in Clark State's production of the Scottish play.
I guess for lack of a better word, it's intense. There's multiple layers. You know, he starts out not king and then becomes king and then becomes a madman. So there's a lot to work with there.
Had you done much Shakespeare before?
I've done Shakespeare once before. I was Benedict in Much Ado About Nothing. But that was 17 years ago, so wow. It's been a minute.
When you play a familiar character like this, do you find yourself looking at other versions, movies, or just completely ignoring anyone else's?
I actually try to avoid that as much as possible. There was one exception. I watched the Michael Fassbender version from 2015, which they do take a lot of liberties. I really am a fan of his work, so it was cool to see how he approached it.
The Clark State Theater Arts Program presents Macbeth for a second weekend this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Turner Studio Theater at the Clark State Performing Arts Center. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.